Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Matt Paisner.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Matt joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe. He is from Scrub-a-Dub Auto Wash Centers, the oldest car wash company in New England, Kennedy.
You know this.
And you are doing something that benefits the community, which is why we have you on this morning. Tell everybody what you have, the first ever pumpkin spiced what?
Good morning. We are very excited for Scrub-a-Dub to be bringing customers the first ever pumpkin spice car wash in New England.
Say more and words.
Is it the inside? Is it the outside? Does my cold car smell? What happened?
So many questions.
What we've done is we worked with a chemist to develop a pumpkin spice fragrance that could be infused into the Ultra Shine two-step wax and conditioner product that we put on the car to shine and protect the paint. And so we've infused that scent into the Ultra Shine, and it's being offered at our locations for only $5 with any car wash, or it's in the top car wash package from now until November 30th. And basically, customers can transform their car into a fall fun-inspired experience by adding the Ultra Shine with pumpkin spice. And we have some lights in there to enhance the show of the experience. And at the same time, all proceeds from the pumpkin spice car wash during the month of November are being donated to Community Servings, who's a longstanding partner of ours.
What does Community Servings do?
Community Servings has been a partner of ours for over 20 years. They deliver medically tailored meals to critically and chronically ill individuals, neighbors, in many of the communities we serve across Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So they currently deliver about 1.2 million home-delivered meals to thousands of people, and there are hundreds of people waiting for nutritious, life-changing meals. And Scrub-a-Dub, every year we volunteer in their kitchen preparing meals, we've helped deliver meals, and we've had a partnership with them for over 20 years. As part of the Thanksgiving spirit, they do what's called the Pie in the Sky fundraiser. And so we sell, along with them and other businesses, Thanksgiving pies at pieinthesky.org. And each Thanksgiving pie provides 1 week worth of meals to a critically ill neighbor in need and their caretakers.
So we can come in, get a clean car that smells delicious like pumpkin spice. We're helping others, and we can buy a pie to take home and help others.
And if you want to donate a pie to a Community Servings client in need, a pie for a client, you get entered to win a year of unlimited car washes.
I'm just trying to think what's going to happen the first time somebody walks by my car and they smell pumpkin spice.
I don't know. There's one around the corner. I might go after work today.
No, I know. So, there's one right around the corner from the station.
So the way that it works is, because we've infused it into the Ultra Shine, you turn off your air recirculation, you turn on your AC or heat on low, and the pumpkin spice fragrance comes in through the ventilation inside the car, but people outside will not be able to smell it. And customers who don't like pumpkin spice, they can still support this awesome cause and just turn off their AC and heat, and they don't have to get the fragrance at all.
Wow.
This is amazing. I can't think of a more fall thing in the world.
Yeah, you've taken basic girl fall activities to a whole new level.
This is so good.
Yeah, really wonderful stuff.
Okay, so for the Pie in the Sky, what is that website? You had mentioned it again. I don't have it in front of me.
Absolutely. Go to pieinthesky.org. You can pick a pie pickup location near you across the Commonwealth. And they have apple, pecan, pumpkin. Each $35 pie provides a week of nutritious meals to a neighbor in Massachusetts or Rhode Island experiencing critical or chronic illness. All pies are locally baked and donated by local community restaurants, hotels, chefs, and bakers. And we're just really excited. We also have this pumpkin spice scent available at all 20 Scrub It Up Tunnel locations across Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Awesome. So Matthew from Scrub It Up, working with Community Servings, working with Pie in the Sky. You are now all officially members of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Let's go.
Can we make the Good Vibe Tribe pumpkin spice flavored?
I'm sure we could.
Matthew, get back to us.
Thanks for coming on the show today, Matthew.
Thanks
we
so
appreciate
much.
It.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you got something going on in your life that you want to share with everybody that might put a smile on their face, like pumpkin spice car washes.
I mean, they've thought of everything.
Drop us a text or give us a call here in the studio. 617-931-1234, 617-931-1234. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Did you want to hear some chickens singing Toto's Africa? Okay.
Buck, 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 buck.
Yep, that just hits.
You're welcome.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ted from Peabody.
Hey, good morning.
North Shore, Best Shore.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Also, his daughter Gianna is in the car taking her to school. Good morning, Gianna.
Morning.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
How old is Gianna, Ted?
Gianna is 14 years old.
Oh, nice. So what is that, freshman in high school?
Yep, she's a freshman in high school. She's a little shy right now, though, so.
That's all right. So you understand how the game works. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Al Roker underwent gastric bypass surgery in 2002, and he won't judge anyone for using Ozempic to lose weight. He says, as long as it's safe and effective, good for you. I think everybody's journey is their journey. Al Roker has been doing which job for the Today Show since 1996?
The weather.
Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world.
It's too low.
Prince William's number 1, followed by The Rock in 2nd and Shaq in 3rd. Danny DeVito has been on which TV show for 15 seasons and counting?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Stephen Colbert will reveal this year's Sexiest Man Alive in his show tonight. Which media outlet does The Sexiest Man Alive every year?
What media does The Sexiest Man Alive?
Yep.
Yeah, you know. Is it People Magazine?
All right, question number 4. Eminem will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, according to reports. This isn't the first time he did a cameo for an Adam Sandler movie. The pair also got together for which 2009 Adam Sandler movie?
It's a little bit more of a deep cut.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Funny People?
Question number 5. Kevin Costner did not watch Sunday's episode of Yellowstone, where the fate of his character, John Dutton, was revealed. He said, I didn't know it was actually airing last night. 96% of the real Yellowstone National Park lies in which state?
Wyoming?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Gianna, how do you think your dad did?
Say, don't talk to me.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, she's a little shy right now.
That's all right.
She's 14. We're not cool. We get it.
Ted got 5 out of 5, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Wow.
Oh, she's a 5 out of 5.
Kennedy!
These are tough, Kennedy. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Al Roker underwent gastric bypass surgery in 2002, and he won't judge anyone for using Ozempic to lose weight. He says, I think everybody's journey is theirs. Al Roker has been doing which job for the Today Show since 1996?
He tells us the weather.
Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world. Prince William is number 1, followed by The Rock in 2nd, and Shaq in 3rd. Danny DeVito has been on which TV show for 15 seasons and counting?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I feel like I could make that list if he's number 6.
You got a chance.
I could be like top 50.
Mm. I'm saying if Prince William is above The Rock, that shows how intoxicating power is.
Stephen Colbert will reveal this year's Sexiest Man Alive on his show tonight. Which media outlet does the Sexiest Man Alive every year?
People Magazine.
Eminem will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, according to reports, and this isn't the first time that he did a cameo for an Adam Sandler movie. The pair also got together for which 2009 Sandler movie?
Waterboy?
All right. Yeah. Question number 5. Kevin Costner did not watch Sunday's episode of Yellowstone, where the fate of his character, John Dutton, was revealed. He said he didn't know it was actually airing last night.
I'm sure.
96% of the real Yellowstone National Park lies in which state?
Wyoming.
All right, question number 1. You said weatherman, doing the weather, yes. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That is correct. You said People Magazine. Yes, that is correct. I'm going to skip question number 4. Question number 5, you said Wyoming. That is correct. Question number 4, you said?
The Waterboy.
Incorrect. Funny People is the correct answer.
Oh, yeah, because that movie sucked.
And Ted got it right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fantastic job.
Yes.
Nice work, Ted.
Eminem eviscerated Ray Romano in that cameo. Mm.
So 5-4 is the final score. Ted gets the win over Kennedy. That is incredible. Congratulations. You just won yourself $100. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Ted?
Yeah, I'm Kennedy from Quincy, and I can't beat Ted.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
You can call or text us right here in the studio, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Maybe you had a nice 3-day weekend like we did. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, Mr. X came into town, and I made some plans like to just try and go outside and like be around animals because my mental health has been taking a beating, and so I know that those things bring me joy.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Franklin Park Zoo, and I want to thank Kathy and the entire team there who made us feel like absolute VIPs. We got to feed the red pandas. We got to meet a brand new donkey who hasn't even been out in the public yet. We got to sit and watch a training session with the gorillas, which was wild because Joe got real pissed and started banging against the window.
Who's Joe?
The big silverback gorilla.
Oh.
The one who's made his way out a few times. And it was awesome. It was really awesome. And so thank you again to everybody over there, Kathy and the team. And then we went yesterday up to Georgetown, Mass, and went to a place called Goats to Go. And we went hiking with baby goats.
How was that?
It was amazing. They literally put them on leads. They're like walking a goat, but the goat really walks you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just adorable and all so full of personality. They also have like 50 sheep, and they were all having babies. And we literally saw a baby that had just been born an hour before because she's like, oh, we on the first tour this morning, that baby, she was in labor.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the baby just already walking, trying to get something to eat. They were so cute. There were just little lambs all over the place.
And you're just walking around with them.
Well, no, they're in a secured area. You can just only look at them. But like it was. But
the amount of sounds that must have been coming out of
just,
that hike.
You know, the big ones going bah, and then the little ones going bah. It's so amazing.
Yeah, bleeding.
And you know, and the mom's walking around going, "Which one's mine? Which one's mine?" It was awesome. Highly 10 out of 10 recommend. And then we went to Newburyport because we were around there. Never been there before.
Oh, it's beautiful, right?
Gorgeous. Went around that sort of city
walk
area.
Around.
Found a really cool record store. And
did you go to the antique shop that's there? The big one that's in a hangar?
No.
Oh, so good.
And we just walked into a restaurant that we didn't realize was for veterans only that day. And we sat down at the bar and ordered a drink. And then she was like, "Oh, you know, the food, we're not doing food. It's for veterans only." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, we'll leave." And she goes, no, enjoy your drink. It's fine. So I bought drinks for all the veterans at my side of the bar. And then we left.
That was very nice of you. Eileen is from Methuen and went for a Veterans Day lunch with her dad. Where did you guys go?
We went to Tuscan in Newburyport, Tuscan Seagrill.
Well, hello again.
So what restaurant did you go to, Kennedy?
That's the one I went to as well. She walked over and she was like, "Are you Kennedy?" And I was like, "Yes." "Are you her, the veteran?" Because I'm not, and I feel bad. And she was like, "Yeah, I'm here with my dad. We come every year." So yeah, it was awesome.
It's a nice day. It's a nice lunch.
Yeah.
They do a really great job with it.
I thought it was really special what they did.
What is your dad's name?
Ron.
Ron. Well, make sure you tell Ron we said thank you for his service.
I will. Thank you.
All great meeting you.
That's funny.
You as well. I hope I didn't bother you on
not
your lunch.
Not in the least. Not in the least, my friend.
Lana said to me last night, she's like, she just looked at me and she almost started crying. She's like, "I forgot to say Happy Veterans Day to you." I was like, "It's okay. I'm fine." She's like, "I just feel so bad. Has anybody else said it?" I was like, "Yeah, I got a bunch of messages from people, and everybody was very kind, and talked to my dad and his wife, Tish, and my brother. We all sent a message because, you know, my dad and my brother and I all served. My dad was in the Army. I was in the other Army, and my brother was in the Coast Guard. Uh-huh. So we were all sending messages back and forth. So we're good, Lana. We're
Did
okay.
you stand up and salute her and go, "That's not why I served"?
You say, "Drop and give me 20.
For the accolades. I did it for the love of my country."
Now give me a pedicure.
Yeah.
Leslie is from Lynn. Ran a big race over the weekend?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for your service, Carson.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
I ran the Spartan race on Saturday with my oncology team from Mount Auburn Hospital, the Cancer Crushers, and then the Boston Half Marathon on Sunday.
Good night, woman.
Holy smokes. Take a break.
We walked by there because it began or ended at the zoo. Mm-hmm. So they were setting up the day that we got there. It was really cool to watch them setting it all up.
Was the
I forgot how hard that course is.
Is the Spartan race, was that at Fenway?
It was, yeah. And you know what? I work there, too, during the season. I run up and down the stairs and sell food and drinks. So I thought it was going to be easy. And, man, it was not easy.
Did you have to carry sandbags up and down the bleachers?
Sure did.
Oof, that was the hardest part.
Leslie, at any
Just
point
like
this weekend, were you like, "This is too much running"?
Yeah, absolutely. The first step of the 5K.
Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made.
Like, maybe not double book.
All right. Thank you, Leslie, for that. Yeah. So Barrett was gone for a lot of the weekend. He was got invited to this youth thing through our church. So Friday night, he met at our church, and then they took the tea over to another church, I think in Jamaica. Plane, I'm not sure, but they hung out there all night. Then they went back to our church, and a whole group of them spent the night in the church on Friday night. But then I had to pick him up early Saturday because we had a tournament out at UMass Amherst.
What else would you do?
Thankfully, no interaction with any cows or anything on the highway. was all fine. They did okay. They finished up the season 4-4-1, which wasn't bad. They were 1-8, I think, last year. So an improvement over last fall season for sure. And then we came back, and he went back. He ended up spending the night again, gone. We went out. Me and Lana went out to dinner on Friday night.
Let's go.
There you go.
Nice dinner at Prima in Charlestown.
Good for you.
And then Sunday was church. And then yesterday, what did we do yesterday? I don't even remember. We didn't do a lot.
Well, good. You need a day of rest, buddy.
Yeah,
it's all right to have nothing to do.
Oh, that's right. I went to the emergency room and I played golf. I did do a lot yesterday. I forgot. Tried to black it all out. Barrett took a lacrosse stick to the forearm 2 weeks ago, and he had a doctor's appointment yesterday for his yearly checkup.
Right.
And the doctor's like, you should probably get that checked out. So we went to Newton Wellesley Hospital yesterday, and it's a great place to be on a holiday Monday. The place was jam-packed full of people.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's where you always want to be, right?
Yeah, lacrosse goalies don't wear enough pads.
Any pad. He doesn't wear any. And I'm like, that's why you stay in the net and don't go out into the field, because they will crush you if you go out there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call or text 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you got into over the weekend. Again, call or text that number, 617-931-1234. Text from the 978. Visited a cranberry bog and went to Wine Fest in P-Town. That sounds like a party.
Mm-hmm. P-Town is a party all the time.
Right. So Wine Fest at the end of the season has got to be a pretty good party. Producer Dan, I know you went to Philadelphia this weekend with your girlfriend.
Yes, it was my girlfriend Kaylee and I's 1 year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We made it. She put up with me for 365 days. And we kind of put this together last minute impromptu just because we want to go out and celebrate. And we threw it together the end of last week. And it went really well, but it got off to a rocky start, no pun intended.
Yeah.
We go to, we get there on Friday. We leave at like noon. It's like a 6.5 hour drive through traffic in New York City. New Jersey is a desolate wasteland, but that's a different segment. And we get to our Airbnb, which we got for a steal, which should have been our first sign.
Red flag.
It was too cheap. And we get there, and it's a new listing. Like, this guy has had prior listings, but those are no longer in service. And this, we are, like, the first guests that have booked this brand new listing. So we are, like, the guinea pigs. There's no reviews on it. That's why the price was lower. And we get there, and the first, at, like, 7 p.m., we haven't eaten. We're tired. I've been up since 4 doing the show. And as soon as we get there, we're like, oh, we are in the trenches.
The neighborhood's not so great.
The neighborhood's not ideal. We're not near the Liberty Bell. We're not in that area of Philly. We're in the trenches. As soon as we get out, it's noticeable. And we go to our door, and we can't get in. Like, we're hitting the passcode. There's a code on the side with, like, a pin. And it's not working. The door handle is kind of, like, broken. It's hanging by a thread, and it's not really, like, screwed in right. And we can't get in. We're hitting the code. I'm trying to kick this door down like SWAT team. So we have to find this guy on Airbnb and text him. He has to drive over and do something in the back and get us in the front. So we finally get into the apartment after like a half an hour. We're tired, we're hungry, and we're a little cranky. We go, there's no restaurants near us. There's one that's like dilapidated and shut down. It was supposed to be a view of Fairmount Park. There's no view. It's just abandoned buildings. So we get back in the car and drive to a different location, find a restaurant, come back, and it's like 9:30. We're exhausted. And we go to get in bed. And I lie down on the left side, and it's fine. And Kaylee goes to lie down on the right side and immediately falls out of the bed.
Oh, no.
Because the box spring is broken.
Oh, my God, it's, Dan.
It is warped. And now, at this point, we're texting him feverishly because we're a little emotional. We're fed up. We're like, we'll pay tonight. We'll stay. We'll pay for the accommodations, but we want a refund for the rest of our trip. Mm. We're going to find other accommodations. This isn't acceptable. And he was just like, guys, it's a box spring. He's like, oh, he was texting. I'll have one of my techs come take a look at it. Like, there's no text. You're a 25-year-old kid on Airbnb. It's just you. Come up here and look at the box spring. So eventually, by like a guy comes over. It's like 10:30, 11 at this point. He looks at the box spring, goes, oh, yeah, that's not going to work. Takes it out and leaves. So we sleep that night on the mattress, whatever.
Right.
And then the next day, he comes in with the new box spring and everything gets
fixed.
Oh,
wow. Nice service.
So, yeah, we got off to a little bit of a rocky start. But then things picked up once we kind of got away from our Airbnb and took an Uber into the city.
Right.
And we had just the best time. We took your advice, Kennedy. We did the hop on, hop off trolley tour.
I just think it's the best way to see a city when you don't have much time.
Yeah, so we were cruising on the top of a double decker bus through downtown Philadelphia, which I don't know how they get that double decker trolley through some of those side streets. I would be swiping mirrors off if it gave me anxiety.
Was it nice weather?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. It was a little cold at first at like 9 a.m., but by like 11, it warmed up.
Right.
And we did so much. We did people texting in with their advice. I did a lot of those things. We did the Reading Terminal, which is like Faneuil Hall on steroids. Mm-hmm. It's like the airport. There's no rules. There's all these different shops. Mm-hmm. People are eating like beef ribs at 8:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. We went and did Eastern State Penitentiary, which is the first ever penitentiary in the world. and had running water here before the White House did. And Steve Buscemi narrates this crazy tour of all the prisoners. It was one of the coolest things we've done there. We went and did the Liberty Bell, which was a long line for a bell that had a crack in it, but it's a symbol of freedom. I guess it's their Plymouth Rock.
Yep.
What else did we do? We did Hamilton.
That's wild. I love it.
You went and saw Hamilton?
We went and saw Hamilton.
Was that on your plan?
No, it just happened to be in town. Right. I jumped on the app and got us tickets.
Okay.
And we went and did the Rocky Steps.
Okay.
And we're in line for the Rocky statue.
Okay.
And so everyone's standing in line. It's probably like a 10-minute line. And it's dead quiet. So I'm like, this is weird. This isn't a funeral procession. It's Rocky.
Right.
So I get out my phone, and I start playing the Rocky theme song, and I raise it above my head loudly.
Wow. Wow, Dan, wow.
And I start quoting Rocky lines. And the girl, the couple in front of me starts shadow boxing, and everyone starts getting into it, and I'm doing, like, the whole movie. And I look over, and Kaylee is mortified. I mean,
you're just hyping up the people.
Mortified. She goes, shut that off. We're in public. What are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? It's the Rocky statue. They all know why they're here. Go, Adrian.
Come, Mick.
I didn't hear no bell. We ran up the steps. I stood behind her and did the whole theme song to mortify her again.
Oh, wow.
We did all the touristy things. Went to the Mutant Museum also.
I'm so glad you had fun.
Yeah, and went and got a cheesesteak at Jim's on our last
meal.
Where?
Jim's on South Street. Wait, it's not Pat or Gino's, but it's what? It's yeah. Jim's is probably better than Pat or Gino's.
Oh.
I have a hot take on cheesesteaks, though.
What?
I think the cheesesteak is an overrated sandwich. I don't see how the city of Philadelphia bases their whole personality on
it. The entire city is Pat's Reginos, and Dan's over here, Jim's.
Sometimes you got to go off the beaten path, and that's okay.
Yeah. A North Shore three-way from Bill and Bob's is better than a cheesesteak. Maybe I'm biased in Boston. Fight me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Ed from Pembroke.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Ed, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
So, Ed, you understand how this works. There are five trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, HBO's new Harry Potter series may have found its Dumbledore in an actor named Mark Rylance. Who kills Dumbledore in the series?
Spoiler alert.
Voldemort. I'm not really sure.
All right. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together. Megan already shares three sons. With which Beverly Hills 90210 actor?
Brian Austin Green.
Sounds like there's an echo in wherever you are right now. who's with you, Ed?
I'm with my buddy Chris.
Chris, all right. So now we got a tag team action happening.
Well, Chris is smart. You should listen to him.
Question number three. 31 years ago today, the movie The Three Musketeers was released starring Kiefer Sutherland, Oliver Platt, and Charlie Sheen. Three Musketeers is also a candy bar. What is in the center of a Three Musketeers bar?
Nougat.
Why isn't Chris playing? Let's put Chris on the phone.
What is it, Chris?
I have no idea. Fox fellow.
I didn't say nougat.
Oh, you said it, Ed. I thought Chris said it. My apologies.
I did.
Okay, question number four. Infamous skater, figure skater Tanya Harding, 54 today. Can you name the Oscar-nominated movie about her life and scandal with Nancy Kerrigan that starred Margot Robbie?
I don't know that one.
Question number five. Britney Spears has been spending time with her 18-year-old son, Jaden, after years of them not having a relationship. What is the name of the tell-all memoir Britney released last year?
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! You know it, Ed. You just don't want to say it in front of Chris.
Ed, I understand that you you work for a liquor store?
Yes, a liquor company. We deliver liquor.
Oh, nice. Do you want to shout them out?
Horizon Beverage.
No.
Horizon Beverage. There it is. I thought so. We love Horizon Beverage.
That's a truck everyone must be excited to see coming.
Yeah.
What's your biggest seller right now?
What would you say?
Fireball.
Yeah, Fireball. Yeah, I agree.
All right, Ed and Chris, who is also with him right now, Kennedy.
All right.
Tag team back again.
Yeah, got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
HBO's new Harry Potter series may have found its Dumbledore in an actor named Mark Rylance. Who kills Dumbledore in the series?
Snape.
Severus Snape is correct. 1-0. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together. Megan already has 3 sons with which Beverly Hills 90210 actor?
Brian Austin Green.
2-1. 31 years ago today, the movie The Three Musketeers was released, starring Kiefer Sutherland, Oliver Platt, and Charlie Sheen. What is in the center of a Three Musketeers candy bar?
Nougat? Love Three Musketeers.
3-2.
Chocolate mousse nougat center.
Question number 4. Infamous figure skater Tonya Harding, 54 today. Can you name the Oscar-nominated movie about her life and scandal with Nancy Kerrigan that starred Margot Robbie?
I, Tonya
is it. Nice job. 4-2. Question number 5. Britney Spears has been spending time with her 18-year-old son, Jaden, after years of them not having a relationship. How do you feel about that,
Kennedy?
That makes
me very happy.
What is the name of the tell-all memoir Britney released last year?
Oh, the woman in me?
I'm really sad that Ed didn't know that one. Nice job. Did you get all 5 right, Kennedy?
I think so.
Yep. 5-2 is the final score, Ed. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and Chris listening this morning.
And delivering Fireball all across the Commonwealth.
Yeah, the people, they thank you.
You're doing God's work.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Ed from Pembroke. I can't be Kennedy.
Bye, Chris.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I couldn't believe it, what you just said to me off the air.
What?
It is the 12th year of Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Over 120,000 toys have been donated over those 12 years.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing. And we have a big announcement for you right now.
Woo-hoo!
Hold on. Here it is. Are you ready?
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy, and our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is back, and we want this year to be the biggest ever.
We can't wait to see you and the whole family at our Simon Mall Toy Stops. Every year, we see your kids get taller, your families get bigger, and share hugs and smiles as we ensure no kid goes without this holiday season.
We've partnered once again with the U.S. Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program to ensure toys stay in our communities, and there is a virtual option if you can't make it out to the malls.
Go to mix1041.com to find out where we will be or to make a donation today.
Happy holidays.
We can't wait to see all of you at a Simon Mall soon.
And we want to say a big thank you to Fine Mass Money. This year, we have a special treat for you. So we're going to start this Saturday. We're going to be at Burlington Mall, lower level, by Santa from 12 until 2. Kennedy, do you want to tell everybody who's going to be there?
Yes, the Grinch is going to be there. From the musical Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which is going on at the Box Center. So thanks to them for making all of this happen. But yeah, so you can get your picture taken with us and your picture taken with the Grinch. And registered to win some tickets.
And he'll be there just in all his Grinchy glory.
In his Grinchy glory.
Hate, hate, hate. Double hate. Loathe entirely.
That's pretty good, Dan. That's pretty good.
That's a good way to kick it off.
Oh, that's fun.
So the Carson and Kennedy 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is back again, and we want it to be a record breaker. Like I just said, it's 12 years now. You have donated over 120,000 toys, and you think about the kids that will go without this holiday season, and we just don't want that. So we've partnered again with the United States Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program, And it's super simple. You come see us at a Simon Mall. You bring us a new unwrapped toy. Again, new unwrapped toy. Some people bring used toys, and I get it, but they just don't have the facilities to be able to go in and separate all of the used stuff from the new stuff. So they're looking for new stuff, new unwrapped toys across all ages. So it can be very young children to older kids, whatever it is. And we're looking for numbers here. So I know you want to go out and buy a $100 gift, but we'd love it if you'd buy 10 $10 gifts, because we want to try and reach as many kids as we can, right?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And they're going to stay here in our communities.
Yep.
And I think it's just, it's wonderful to know that something you give is going to be under the tree of someone in your neighborhood, you know?
It's just incredible to see how this has grown over the years. Mm-hmm. From like year one, when an older Marine got his storage shed broken into with like 800 toys in it, to now raising over like $1 million worth of toys over the course of this thing. It's incredible to see how it's grown and the people that have come with us along the way.
Mm-hmm. So you can donate money too. If you go to mix1041.com, you click right there, you'll see the 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys logo. If you click on that, there's a donate now button. If you want to make a cash donation right now to start us off, that would be fantastic. I'd love it if we could just like throw $1,000 in there just to kick it off this morning or something like that.
Be a nice way to kick it off.
Yeah, be a great way to kick it off. Again, mix1041.com. Click on the 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And then just to give you some of the locations we're going to be at over the next couple of weeks. So as we said, this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Burlington Mall. That's the lower level center court right at the bottom of the escalator. It's the same spot where we're there every year. And again, the Grinch will be there with us. Then on Saturday the 23rd from 11 to 1 we'll be at the South Shore Plaza. That is at the Macy's Center Court. Sunday the 24th we'll be at the North Shore Mall, which is the lower level Nordstrom wing behind Santa. And then if you're on the website, all the things I'm not going to run through all of them. It gets a little bit confusing, but the big one is this Saturday at Burlington Mall from 11 to 1 with the Grinch there
Let's kick it off good.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to get a new Christmas shirt.
Yeah, and the thing too this year to be aware of is that we're doing a few less stops. We're trying to be more efficient. So, you know, in previous years we've done 10 or 12 stops. This year we tried to whittle it down just a little bit, just because there's only three of us and there's only so many days and so many hours in our lives. It makes it very difficult. It's a big commitment for all of us to do this every year.
It's a hustle till the end of
the year. With the radio station and the team and the street team and you guys coming out to donate toys. So we're trying to, like I said, we're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stops, I believe, is what I have on my list. There have been years where we've done 12 stops. So it's going to, we've kind of made it a little bit more difficult because there's going to be less stops, but we're really hoping that you'll come out and see us on one of those. I want to play one of your parodies, Kennedy.
Oh, all right, Dan.
We're begging you, 'cause we need 10,000 toys. We're begging you to donate now to the girls and boys. We need gifts for families, 'cause there are folks who simply don't have anything to walk away. It's easy to see. You give $10, it ends up underneath the tree. So we need the toys now, the time is low. All of you out there who listen to the show, if we made you laugh just once this year, give it to Santa and his reindeer. We're on our knees and we're begging, it's up to you. Hey, yeah, da, da, da. We're begging you, 'cause we need 10,000 toys. We're begging you, so donate now to the girls and boys. I need you to click the link. We're really on the brink. Get us to 100 grand, 'cause you're the best listeners in all the land. We're begging you, 'cause we need 10,000 toys. We're begging you, so donate.
Kennedy, I don't know if you're interested, but I am interested in a Shaboozy 10,000 Toys parody this year.
All right. Sure.
So maybe just, you know, start racking that around in your brain a little
bit.
From the 508, can we donate gift cards? No, we cannot take gift cards, unfortunately. Take those gift cards and go buy toys and bring them to us.
Yep.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
So 617-931-1234. What we'd like you to do, instead of us just talking about it, how about you talk about it? If you've donated toys before, if you brought your families out to donate toys before, would love it if you would call in and explain what you've done and why you've done it. So maybe people that haven't participated before understand how important this is to you as it is to us. So if you want to call in and share your story of being a part of our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, we would love to hear that right now. 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We just announced our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is back. Woo! The 12th annual. A big thank you to Fine Mass Money. So here's the deal. We're going to be this Saturday, Burlington Mall, lower level by Santa. One of my things says 11 to 1. One of them says 12 to 2. Which is it, Kennedy?
Saturdays are 11 to 1.
Saturday is 11 to 1?
Sundays are 12 to 2, so people can, if they go to church and stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, okay. So
sorry,
11. No, that's
wrong
okay.
In there. Where is it wrong so I can fix it everywhere?
I don't know. On my sheet here, it said
okay,
12 to 2.
Then it's just wrong. That's me.
Okay, no worries. Yeah. 11 to 1 then. And we are joined by a special guest whose small heart might go three sizes that day. You can meet the Grinch, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical brought to you by the Box Center. And you can enter to win tickets to the show while you're there. So come by and see us on Saturday. 617-931-1234. We ask you to call in and maybe share a story of donating toys or why you donate every year with our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Jessica is from Gloucester. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
So you donate every year. Why do you do that?
Because my kids and I used to live in a shelter. So the generosity which helped us was we wouldn't have had a Christmas if it weren't for the generosity of other people.
How old are your kids?
Now they are 17, 14, and 12, but they were 10. 7 and 4 at the time.
Yeah, you know, I think we all get so wrapped up in our own lives and our own stuff and making sure that our house looks pretty and that we have all the right things and we're invited to the right parties and we kind of forget, you know, it's been tough for folks and, and how lucky and blessed we are, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm honored by you and that must have been so hard for you. So I'm in awe of you.
Thank you.
I love that you pay it forward now that you can, though.
Absolutely. You know, there's not enough kindness in the world, so you got to do it where you can.
Where are you going to be stopping by to see us?
Well, usually I go by, like, the North Shore Mall when you guys are up over there.
Okay.
We'll
we're
be there.
Closer there.
Yeah, we'll be
there
the,
a couple of times.
Yeah, we'll be North Shore Mall on the 24th from 12 until 2. Thank you for sharing this story, Jessica. If you want to find all the different locations, too, go to mix1041.com, click on the 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys logo, and you can see all the locations. Plus, you can donate money. That would be great as well. Kelly is from Waltham. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
So have you donated toys with your kids before?
Yes. Yeah, so I have two daughters, and we come every year. And this year, every year they usually give some of their money that they've accrued over Tooth Fairy, birthdays, holidays, and all that fun stuff. And they each buy a couple toys. And as a mom, I help them get the amount of toys that we want to donate. But this year, they did something a little bit different. Over the summer, they started selling keychains made of string to friends, family, and people like on the street. They had like a keychain sale as opposed to a lemonade sale to raise money because they want to use the money they've earned to buy toys this year for you guys. We were hoping, obviously, that you guys were doing it. They're in the car now. So this Kylie's 9 and Hayden 7. Say hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Kylie. Good morning, Hayden.
Good morning.
So they're excited to see you guys and drop off a big bundle of toys, hopefully. Right now they have, how much money do you guys have?
$150.
Wow.
$150 so far.
Let's go.
You guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, bring us a keychain, too. We'd love to see your handiwork.
Yes. Well, they will each bring you one of a different color, so you have one for each of you guys.
All right, and where do you think you're going to come see us?
So we live closest to Burlington, but we go to Burlington or the South Shore usually to see you guys. And we usually come more than once. So.
All right. Well, we'll be there Saturday in Burlington.
1,000 times.
I love that.
My Grinch heart just grew 3 times.
Yeah. So we'll do Saturday Burlington Mall, and then the following Saturday we'll be at South Shore Plaza. That's awesome.
All right. So we'll see you then.
All right. Thank you,
Goodbye,
Kelly.
Bye.
Bye, Kylie. Bye, Hayden. I mean, come on. They spent all summer making these keychains,
that they've been thinking about this for that long is so cool. And if I may, Aaron, Bridget, and Katie, thanks for already donating, making over $300 in donations this morning.
Let's go.
Kennedy, we also got an email, and we got this back in September, and I just want to read this to you. It says, Dear Carson and Kennedy, my name is Matthew. I am Maureen and Adam's son. My family has had fun supporting the toy drive the last couple of years. I am the co-founder of my school's nonprofit community service club, aka the Global Club, at Chapel Hill Chauncey Hall in Waltham. Our club would like to hold a toy collection drive at our school to support the continued success of your 10,000 toys for girls and boys. I'm asking for your permission to hold this toy drive if this is okay. You have any marketing materials you would like us to put on the collection boxes? I look forward to hearing from you soon. Have a great rest of your weekend. Sincerely, Matthew.
Wow.
Kids in high school getting it done already.
Wow.
Help co-found a club where they do community work.
You don't need our permission. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, 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 yes.
We'll take all the help we can get.
I love this so much, Matthew. And maybe, you know, you're a kid in school and you want to follow along with what Matthew is doing and you want to get your school involved. Maybe you're a teacher and you want to have your students involved. We would love to get some schools involved and acknowledge your schools. Whatever it is we need to do to get that done, that would be fantastic too. We need a lot of help. Obviously, 10,000 toys. We say this every year, and they're, you know, last year was really, really close to, you know, getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work to get there, and it really depends on you helping us by donating that money and donating those toys. So all the details up at mix1041.com. You can make a cash donation there or find all of our locations where you can drop off a new unwrapped toy. And again, our first one is this Saturday, 11 to 1 at the Burlington Mall.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Sherry from Watertown.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Sherry?
Sure thing. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, quietly staring at the brick wall.
Mm-hmm. She's meditating in preparation.
Are you ready, Sherry?
Yeah.
David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson didn't always get along when they filmed their hit TV show together. David says he could have handled it better. Which show did Duchovny and Anderson star in together?
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number 2. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, has now spent 17 weeks at number 1 on the Hot 100. Finish the lyric from the song. Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
On 6th Street.
Question number 3. Chris Wallace is leaving CNN for an independent platform because, quote, that's where the action seems to be. What does CNN stand for?
Cable News Network.
Ryan Gosling turns 44 today. He played Ken in the Barbie movie. What was Ken's job title in the movie?
I don't know. Boy toy.
Did you see the movie?
I did.
How quickly we forget. Question number 5. Anne Hathaway turns 42 today. In 2012, Hathaway starred alongside Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe in which legendary Broadway musical turned feature film?
Les Miserables.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! We found her wheelhouse at the end.
Sherry, I understand you're originally from Alabama.
I am. I grew up in Birmingham, or the suburb.
Nice.
You sound a little different than Carson's wife, Lana.
I immigrated here, so my parents spoke Chinese to me at home, and then it was very important to them that I escape without an accent.
There's a fantastic documentary about the Chinese in Alabama and how they migrated there and how much they're so part
really?
Of the culture in the Deep South and everything, all the stores that they open and how they got along with all of the black community and that helped them with their success. It's a great documentary if you can find it.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Sherry got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done, my friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson didn't always get along while they filmed their hit TV show together, and David says he could have handled it better. What show did they star in?
The X-Files.
Yes, The X-Files. 1-0. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, has now spent 17 weeks at number 1 on the Hot 100. Finish the lyric from the song, Kennedy.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
On 5th Street.
I'm sorry. What was that?
There's a party downtown on 5th Street.
So close. Near 5th Street. 1-0. Question number 3. Chris Wallace is leaving CNN for an independent platform. He says that's where the action seems to be. What does CNN stand for?
Cable News Network.
2-1. Question number 4. Ryan Gosling, 44 today, played Ken in the Barbie movie. What was Ken's job title?
Oh. Beach.
That is
just it. Beach.
Beach. 3-1. Question number 5. Anne Hathaway turns 42 today. In 2012, Hathaway starred alongside Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe in which legendary Broadway musical turned feature film?
Les Miserables.
There it is. Nice job, Kennedy.
Yeah.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Sherry. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we really do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And I have to say this. I'm sorry. War Eagle.
I'm actually an Auburn fan, too. So
oh,
War Eagle.
There we go. There we go. Thought we were going to have to fight. I thought she was going to say Roll Tide.
No.
It's an Alabama thing, Dan. Yes. College football.
I know the team you guys don't root for wins a lot more championships.
That is it.
Yeah, we're definitely a minority here.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sherry from Watertown, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Debbie from Natick.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Debbie, are you ready for the 1K CBK?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She lost earlier today, Debbie. I'm saying she's streaky.
No. Oh, okay. All right.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. It's $1,000 on the line. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready, Debbie?
I'm ready.
This actor from Twilight has been spotted around Boston recently filming a new movie. He's now married to singer-songwriter Suki Waterhouse. Who is he?
Robert Pattinson.
What's the name of Kim Kardashian's shapewear brand?
Skims.
In Legally Blonde, which prestigious university does Elle Woods apply for law school?
Harvard, like it's hard.
Question number 4. Who directed the 2019 movie Little Women starring Saoirse Ronan and Florence Pugh?
Who directed it? Was it the Legally Blonde lady? Now I'm blanking out on her name. I don't know. Lena Dunham. That's not right.
Question number 5. Which actress played the lead role in Under the Tuscan Sun?
I can picture her. Is it? It's not Dan. Is it Diane Lane?
We asked you first.
I don't know if that's it. Yeah, you asked me first, so I'll ask you second.
All right. I need an answer.
Yeah. Diane Lane, that's not right.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Whew. All right. It's nerve-wracking.
Oh.
How do you feel like you did, Debbie? You sound upset.
I don't know. I think I got three. And I'm going to kick myself later.
Apparently you played before and you actually beat Kennedy?
I did.
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hey, hey. How'd we do?
Debbie got 4 out of 5 right.
Oh, my gosh.
I got 4.
She wants that $1,000. Okay.
I do.
$1,000 on the line, Kennedy.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
These are tough.
Okay.
This actor from Twilight has been spotted around Boston filming a new movie. He's now married to singer-songwriter Suki Waterhouse. Who is he?
Robert Pattinson.
Tied at 1. What's the name of Kim Kardashian's shapewear brand?
Skims.
2-2. In Legally Blonde, which prestigious university does Elle Woods apply to for law school?
Harvard. Like, it's hard.
It's the only way to answer that question.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Who directed the 2019 movie Little Women, starring Saoirse Ronan and Florence Pugh?
Greta Gerwig.
My apologies.
I was going to say that. Sorry.
It might have been very lucrative if you did.
Oh, no.
4-3. Question number 5. Which actress played the lead role in Under the Tuscan Sun?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's my wife's, one of my wife's all-time favorites.
I don't watch romantic movies, so I don't know.
Diane Lane, Kennedy. Diane Lane.
If only you said Greta Gerwig.
I didn't even say it because I don't know why I didn't say it. It was I almost said it, and I didn't say it.
You didn't say it. You should have said it.
I didn't say it. Mm-hmm. I should have said it.
At least now you have something to think about for the rest of the day.
This is going to be such a painful day.
That's all right. It's a short week.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, we end up in a 4-4 tie, and with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. God. Nice work, Kennedy. Debbie, is there something you'd like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, I love you anyway, and this is Debbie from Natick, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.